Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, February 15th. Happy Saturday! I hope you're having a wonderful day and you have some time to reflect on God's Word. In fact, at the end of the podcast, we're going to spend some time in memory work. Let's all have a collective sigh. I'm going to go back over all of the memory verses that we've been working on. We'll state them together if you know them, and then we're going to pray through them. Exciting times. We're in 1 Samuel 16 today, verses 7 through 13. The people of Israel need a leader. God is their leader, but they're asking for a king. If you read through 1 Samuel, you realize that Saul is not going to work out for them, and today is about the anointing of David. Now, one question we can ask ourselves is, what are the attributes that God is looking for in a leader? Then we'll move over to Matthew chapter 13, read a few verses there, and then on to Proverbs 15, because it's the 15th day of the month. Lord, open our eyes to your word today. Give us joy as we read your scripture together. 1 Samuel 16, verses 7 through 13. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, "The Lord has not chosen this one either." Jesse then had Shema pass by, but Samuel said, "Nor has the Lord chosen this one." Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to him, "The Lord has not chosen these." So he asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" "There is still the youngest," Jesse answered. "He's tending sheep." Samuel said, "Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives." So he sent for him and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, "Rise and anoint him. This is the one." So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. Samuel then went to Ramah. This is an exciting story. Tomorrow we'll read Psalm 23 in reference to David believing that God is his shepherd, as David knows the shepherding imagery. And then we'll read on Monday about David and Goliath. And now let us turn over to the book of Matthew chapter 13, starting in verse 24, where we'll read three parables today. The parable of the weeds, and then the parables of the mustard seed and the yeast. Jesus told them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But when everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, 'Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?' 'An enemy did this,' he replied." The servants asked him, 'Do you want us to go and pull them up?' 'No,' he answered, 'because while you are pulling the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Let them both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them into bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" He told them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants, and becomes a tree, so that the birds come and perch in its branches. He told them still another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into about 60 pounds of flour until it worked through all the dough. Jesus spoke these things to the crowd in parables. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. So was fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world. And from Proverbs chapter 15, verse 16. Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. Thank you for listening along on this Saturday. In 1 Samuel, we see David being highlighted as the one who is to be the next king. Then in Matthew, we saw the parable of the weeds, that there are these weeds and wheat, and they're all growing up together, and one day they will be separated, but not today. And then we heard about the kingdom of God, how it is like a little bit of yeast that gets worked into the dough, and then it helps make the whole batch rise. Sometimes yeast is seen in a negative light, but here it's in a positive light, that the kingdom of God gets working in our lives, and then the implications are far-reaching if we decide that we are going to be people who follow God's way, in God's timing, and with God's words. Finally, in Proverbs 15, we're reminded that wealth with turmoil isn't worth it. That having a little, but having the fear and reverence of God, this is what matters most. Okay, as promised, we're going to pray through some of the memory verses, but first we'll say them together if you know them. Matthew 3:17, and a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love, with him I am well pleased." And John chapter 1, verse 29. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Now from Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. And y'all know I like to do it in the English Standard Version. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Matthew 5 and verse 3. "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." And finally, this week's memory verse, Matthew 5:14. It starts with the word "you." "You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden." Will you pray with me? Holy God, we love you. We thank you that you are most revealed to us in Jesus, who came from on high to reveal to us what God is like. Thank you for taking away our sins, Lord Jesus. Thank you for being the Lamb of God. Lord, we ask for forgiveness of our sins today. Commit ourselves renewed to being a people who fear you, who want the yeast to work into our lives so that the kingdom of God is what we think about, it's what we act according to, and it's what we spend our time processing and pursuing. We thank you, Lord, that in a leader, you're not necessarily looking for the outward appearance, but you're looking for the heart. We want to commit our heart to you. Help us, Lord, in these days to be fishers of men. And so in that regard, we lift to you the names of those who we are seeking to pursue in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us to be poor in spirit, because one day we'll have the whole kingdom of heaven if we just know that we are dependent upon you. We look to you, the one true light, because you illuminate us and give us the charge to be a light to the world. Help us to be a fellowship that is illuminated by you and gives light to the whole city around us. We love you, Lord. We thank you for one another and for your word and for this day. And we pray it all in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.